beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. And he felt his fingers wrap around the knotted root and pull his body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder. And he dragged his weary shit ass up the mountain. Crack of thunder, and the rocks began to crumble overhead and tumble down the mountain, dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs through which his path had led. The earth began to quake beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain changed before his eyes. They stood amidst the sea of dust and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain, and a thousand birds were headed for the sky. Oh, the sacred creed will be yours. The silhouette that stood before him, and he bowed in reverence, trembling in the shadow of the mighty legend's form. Iculus, the prophet, stood before his eyes, looking down on Colonel Forbin, where he shuddered in the puddles and the muck. And he quietly addressed him. You've come here, and I helped you with your quest to gain the knowledge that you lack. I call upon my faithful friend, the Mockingbird, to fly and seize the helping book and bring it to your shack. The tree of knowledge in your soul will grow, and the helping friendly book will plant a seed. I warn you that I'm not seeming innocent. Pure becomes a deadly weapon in the hands of avarice and greed. Whoa, the sacred creed will be yours. standing here on this day before New Year's Eve here in Bath, Maine. First of all, let me thank you all for standing out in the cold there for so long. Sorry it took you so long to get in. Luckily, now to fight the cold, I don't know how many of you know this, but you're standing on a hockey rink right here. And that means that you're on basically a layer of plywood, which is laid across a layer of ice, which is laid across these pipes, which are pumping hot water through, or cold water, to freeze the ice. And right now, these pipes are pumping water underneath your feet. So if you really stand very, very, very still out there, and stand very still, and just kind of feel your body, the weight of your body on your feet for a second, I don't know if you know of all the action that's going on underneath your feet, but if you just stand there for a second, you might be able to feel the vibrating underneath your feet, because this is happening right now. So let's just feel if you can feel the vibrations underneath your feet that are happening. You feel that? So you're not really in a steady building here because this vibrating is going underneath your feet. And if you really all concentrate here with us, you feel these vibrations, they can sort of slow down. Right now they're very fast vibrations. Coming up through your feet, up through your ankles, up through your legs, and it just kind of makes your feet feel more and more planted firmly on the ground, and you're kind of moving with these vibrations on the ground. And as you feel it, these vibrations are sort of slowing down, but as they slow down, they're turning more into sort of mounds of vibration. So you're kind of going, ooh. The floor is sort of starting to move up and down a little bit like that, waves. There's sort of little waves going on now underneath your feet, little waves. And as you stand there, you feel these waves sort of slowing down still and getting bigger and bigger until they're bigger waves. And the plywood is sort of giving way into a liquid form, and you're kind of going up and down on a wave. You go up on a wave and down on a wave and up on a wave and down, and they're still getting bigger still. And as you're standing there, each underneath each of your feet, pieces of the plywood are breaking away, and they're turning into sort of these ovular pieces of wood. And you're standing and floating on these things now. And now you're standing on, you feel like they're turning into these little surfboards, and you're floating on top of these waves, these from the water underneath the hockey rink, and they get bigger and bigger and bigger. And as you feel like standing yourself, we all feel ourselves standing on these waves, and we realize we kind of have to hang on to the board now. As you look around, you realize that the walls have kind of given way as you concentrate on this, and you're now floating out in the middle of the ocean on pieces of, on these big, huge waves now. They're floating by, and you're kind of sitting out there on your little broken-off piece of plywood, and you're looking off into the horizon, waiting for the big waves that you're going to ride into the shore. So this one comes up, and a little wave comes by, and it's not that big. And look over at your friend there. He's floating on his little board over there, and suddenly out in the distance you see on the horizon a swell coming in. It's big, and you know it's big, and you see it coming, and it's coming closer and closer, and as it gets bigger you're starting to get a little scared because it's mighty big. It's way off in the distance now, but as it comes off it's a huge wave coming towards you, building up in energy as it comes. You're hanging on, getting ready, building up and building up, and you start to paddle a little bit, and you're moving over sideways, trying not to get in the wrong spot. You're coming, as it comes up, it's just a mountain, a wall of water looking up at you. You get on your board, stand up. So now you're riding on this, you're riding on this mountain of water, and as you ride it, it seems to get bigger and bigger. You're tucked inside of the whole thing. You're riding along. Suddenly you realize it's too big. You're tipping over. You're gonna find it. Oh! And you're falling. And you're thinking you're gonna hit the water, but there's no more water anymore. There's nothing but blackness underneath you. And you're floating down. And you're floating down. Weightless. You look off into the distance and you see a tiny green speck floating through the air. And you follow it with your eyes. It just comes towards you and it starts to get a little bit bigger. And it starts to kind of take a shape of like a geometrical plane, bigger and bigger. And you realize you're getting drawn towards it with its tiny gravitational pull until you're up above it. And suddenly it starts to take up your whole plane of vision. And you find yourself floating gently down towards it. And you realize you're about to land
in game hands.
As your feet go down, the green speck starts to take on the field of vision as a horizon, and you see a mountain rising in the distance. You see a green field. You see a black rhombus, mountain field rhombus. And on the mountain, you see a tiny little guy climbing up. And it's Colonel Foreman, and he's climbing up the mountain, and he's trying to find
the great and knowledgeable Imperius.
As he goes up on the mountain, he looks for the great knowledge of Iculus, and Iculus appears on top of the mountain and calls on his friend, the famous Mockingbird, who's going to fly down in the sky, go to the castle of the evil King Wilson, steal the Helping Friendly Book, bring it to all the people in Gamehenge, and restore them to peace and harmony. So if you come with us now, the famous Mockingbird flying out of the sky.